On the Clubhouse, this is the Golf Australia Update.
It is it.
It most certainly is, all thanks to Host Plus, your industry super fund. Yes, they see pluses. That's why they're the industry super fund for more than a million Australians to help ensure your future is full of pluses. Head on to hostplus.com.au and plenty going on. When it comes to clubs and how they're tracking into the future, and the Golf Australia Director of Golf Development, Cameron Wade, joins us on the Clubhouse. Cameron, welcome to you.
Thanks, Cam. Nice to be here.
Hey, fair bit going on in your world, and a couple of big things that, in particular online, that can help golf clubs continue to improve.
Absolutely, yeah. So, this week we've released a club resource portal, which we've been developing, and it's all about trying to help clubs in terms of their operations. Because obviously the clubs are a key stakeholder for Golf Australia, but it's a challenging environment now. So we've got to obviously provide that support. The whole resources are designed to help them. And, yeah, it was launched on Wednesday, and the response has been really positive.
Cam, is it a bit the same as, you know, football clubs and memberships? I mean, is it obviously the strategies have to be in place so that they're not wasting money and they're doing everything correctly. But is it attracting people back to golf clubs? Is that one of the issues?
Well, obviously, trying to get lapsed people back playing is a key. But I guess, as you know, and I think you probably heard through the other guys that have spoken to you with our other programs, whether it's My Golf or Play Golf Week, that time and cost are the big issues for people now in terms of golf. And I guess the research across all sport is that people don't necessarily want to join a club anymore in the traditional way. So it's about having different offerings for them that's more flexible, you know, pay for play, that sort of thing. So I guess it's getting clubs to adapt and help them with that while still maintain the traditions and all of that, which is really important for the history and the game. But I guess we've just got to open our eyes to what the consumers want, which is, I guess, that greater flexibility. They've got more choices, everyone's time poor, all those sort of things. So that all obviously adds to the challenges of running your traditional golf club.
Cam, one of the great things about being a member of a golf course, though, is actually not being far away from your golf club, and we've got golf courses all over the place.
Mm.
I mean, I to this day, I'm really staggered that people travel so far to play their golf, because if you're a member at a golf club and it's 5 minutes away, you know, there's nothing better than getting home from work at, you know, 5:30 or after school. You get home from work after school, and you're straight to the golf course and you play a little nine holes. I mean, is this something we should be selling to people?
Yeah, well, it's a great environment to be in. It's interesting to actually look at the sport of golf, and obviously, you know, you've grown up at it from a young age, and, you know, as a player, and, you know, and so on, and as a kid. But yeah, I guess it's just that the values and the culture in clubs is terrific, and getting people to perhaps understand more about that and just sell that message a lot more. But yeah, I guess it's, and then probably that flexibility about how you actually play the game. So I think clubs offering more opportunities to provide sort of, you know, nine-hole golf or even sort of three and six-hole to suit the needs of people, because, yeah, it all comes back to people's time. But certainly I think once people get the bug for golf, it's something that they're hooked on, and certainly, you know, they're and it's the game for life, so the fact is you can play it, you know, well into your 90s in some situations. So, and it's got that family engagement, you know, the fact that you could be playing with your kid or your, and then your grandparents can play as well and all that sort of thing. So it's, you know, obviously got a lot to offer.
With all your research, Camo, I mean, I know it is an expensive game. It can be an expensive game. But once you fit it out with the golf clubs, you know, away you go for most things. Well, did your research say anything about the rules at golf clubs? I mean, you know, obviously there are clubs like Royal Melbourne and Royal Sydney and, you know, the best courses in the country, like Carinup and, you know, Royal Adelaide, all the best ones that people, they're never going to have a problem. They're always going to have people joining those clubs. But other clubs, you know, a step down from that. Does your research say anything about, you know, the dress standards, or, you know, being able to talk on the phone, or just, you know, just things that we take for granted these days in society that you can't do at a golf club?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And they can be the perception of people that see golf as a, you know, an exclusive sport. We've got to break down those barriers and make sure that we're providing that welcoming environment. And, you know, female participation is a key area that we're trying to grow. So, you know, in golf, only 20% of our participants are females. So there's a big opportunity there. But the big thing is to break down the barriers and make them feel more comfortable and welcoming in a golfing environment. And, yeah, looking at those dress codes and that sort of thing, and just relaxing those while still obviously keeping the values of the game, but I guess adapting to what what consumers expect these days, and just that sort of ongoing education of obviously that sort of messaging when you go to a club.
Yeah, because look, there are golf courses, and you know this. I mean, I've known you all my life, basically. There are golf courses that inspire people to play. But, you know, you can't wait to get out of bed. You clean your clubs, you clean your shoes the night before because you're playing Royal Melbourne or Victoria or you know, Kingston Heath or wherever. There are those types of golf courses that you can't wait to get and play. But I think your research is spot on. I think what we've got to do is the environment at some of the other golf courses. You know, we want to make it as fun as possible. We want to be able to, you know, get the wives to come down and pick you up in the clubhouse and have no fear of walking in the clubhouse and saying, "Come on, Dale, it's time to go." You know, just in her jeans and whatever else she's wearing. I think they're the things that need to start to change.
Absolutely, and it is happening, and clubs are innovating and doing that. But there's probably a lot more work that can be done with that to get where we need to get to with that sort of thing. But yeah, I guess the whole basis of what we've done is we've developed this portal, which we've engaged with the whole industry, because golf's got a lot to offer in terms of, you know, the different bodies that exist in the sport. And so we've looked at that with the PGA, Golf Management Australia, our state bodies. And this portal itself, we looked at England Golf, is really a resource centre for clubs to go to and help them with their operations. So it covers areas like strategic planning and governance, financial management, insurance, membership and marketing, facility, workforce, all our participation programs, and also an opportunity for clubs to share case studies so they can obviously learn off each other and so on, which is really important. And there's also a health check tool there that they can do, so they can take about 30 minutes to fill out a diagnostic tool which helps them identify the areas they need to perhaps improve on in their club operations. And there's also a benchmarking tool which helps them benchmark against other clubs.
So, Cameron, it's a great initiative and it's a great idea to make sure the clubs right around Australia are financially tracking in the right direction. We appreciate your time in the clubhouse as always, and we'll catch up with you again probably in the near future to see how it's all going a couple of months after it's all been launched.
No worries. So it's club.
See you,
guys. See you.
Okay, clubsupport.golf.org.au. Cameron Wade, the Golf Australia Director of Golf Development. We've got to get to a break. Plenty more clubhouse coming your way next.
Expect anything different?
You're listening to The Clubhouse with Mark Allen and Cam Luke.